Good morning, human. It's me, Zatara, the mind control slug, in case you forgot. Thanks for letting me sleep in your brain. So, what's the plan for today? Should we have some more fun? I see you have crushes on a lot of people. It shouldn't be hard to make a bunch of them behave just like your sister's friend did last night. You wanna take over the world? Oh, wait, you are serious? Oh, I thought you were joking. Well, okay. Haven't had a host try to take over their world in a couple centuries, so I'm a little rusty, but that's okay. We'll just have to wing it. So, jogging through the knowledge in your head, it looks like there are about 8 billion people on this planet. Let's be liberal and say that we only need to make 1% of them obedient to us to take over the world. So, that leaves us with 80 million people. So, best case scenario is that I get into someone's mind and make them obedient in you in 10 seconds and then hop out into the next person's mind. So, 80 million people times 10 seconds, that equals about 25 years of nonstop brainwashing. That's not mentioning the infrastructure it would take to make humans line up like that and other basic factors like not getting caught. Yeah, not as easy as you thought it would be, huh? Ugh. Well, let's think about world domination is so tiring. Can we just have some fun today? Please? No? Oh my god, too bad I'm rewiring your brain, so you will want to have fun today. We can focus on taking over the world another day. All done. Feel better? Okay, good. Reading your memories, don't you have a college class to go to? Oh, you totally forgot. See, I'm a friendly parasite. Let's see if we can have some fun at college. That lecture was so boring. You've been in school for how long? Since you were 6 years old? And you've had to put up with this boring bullshit the entire time? Wow, you humans are more resilient than I would have thought. Oh, look, a girl is approaching us. Looking through your memory, it seems like this girl's a bully to you. What kind of loser gets bullied by a girl? Oh, you want some revenge? Now you're talking my language. Get me close to her and I'll rewire her brain. And, oh, remember, her voice will still sound similar to mine since it hasn't been 15 hours yet since I chose you as a host. Hey, loser. Give me your lecture notes. Don't just stare at me. Hand them over before I make you hand them over, you little pipsqueak. You have something else you want to show me? What is it? It better be the answers to the upcoming midterm. What in the world is that? You brought your pet slug with you in class? Wow, you are weirder than you look. You claim it speaks Spanish? What are you even talking about? Are you insane? I don't hear anything. Oh, I have to get my ear closer to its head. Is this some sort of magic trick you've been practicing, loser? Okay, fine, whatever. I'll play along. I still don't hear anything and... Oh my god, it's crawling into my ear! And we're back. Ooh, I like this body. It's got all the right curves in the right places, if you know what I mean. Okay, let me just make a few changes. What changes am I making? It's another surprise. Okay. And done. Let me get out of here and back into your head, please. Oh, what just happened? Why do I feel so different all of a sudden? Anyways, where are my lecture notes, loser? Hurry up before I kiss you. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Yeah, I'm gonna kiss you if you don't give me my notes. Wow, you aren't going to hand them over? Fine, you give me no choice then. Huh, you happy now? Maybe you should just listen to me. Now hand them over. Now! You still won't give them to me. Wow, you must really be a masochist. Okay, fine. I'm just gonna have to kiss you even harder. How's that? You still aren't persuaded to give me your notes? Holy hell, when did you grow a backbone all of a sudden? Fine, I didn't think I would have to resort to this, but you are my boyfriend now. Yep, sorry, you asked for it. This way, I can bully you always. How am I gonna bully you? In the worst possible ways. I'm going to cook and clean for you. I'm going to give you the best massages in the world. I'm going to cuddle with you so much. I'm going to let you into my life and tell you all my dirty little secrets. Oh, and so much more. Just remember, you asked for this.
If you would have been a good little twerp and just handed me over the lecture notes, this wouldn't have happened. But now, you're stuck with me forever. You might as well just accept it and give me a big, fat, juicy kiss. Now, what kind of pet name do you want me to call you? You know what? Don't answer that. I'm going to call you Daddy from now on. Do you like when I call you Daddy? Okay, here's my number. You better text me tonight so we can hang out. I can't wait to cuddle. Bye for now. Now that's what I'm talking about. See, having fun is so much better than trying to take over the world.